This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. PNC Bank is marking 20 years for its Grow Up Great initiative, a bank-wide effort aimed at impacting children from birth through age 5. It's a program that Early Learning Indiana CEO Maureen Weber says will have long-term impact throughout Indiana.
We understand there's sort of a symbiotic relationship here. We are really serving a two-generational purpose, helping supply today's workforce and at the same time train the workforce of 20 years down the road.
The bank has doled out $2 million in grants to early learning centers in Indiana, and its workers have contributed more than 5,000 volunteer hours in the state. The YMCA of Greater Michiana is preparing to open its new space in downtown South Bend. Our partners at Fox Michiana report the city's Redevelopment Commission has approved plans by the organization to locate in the Layton Healthplex space beginning in June. As part of the plan, the YMCA would lease the third and fourth floors of the building at West Jefferson Boulevard rent-free until December 31, 2032. For its part, the city would receive the organization's property at Northside Boulevard for free with plans for redevelopment. Buildings are starting to spring up at Eli Lilly and Company's construction site in Boone County, where the Indianapolis-based drug maker is spending $3.7 billion to build a manufacturing campus. The company plans to develop at least 12 buildings, totaling more than 1.6 million square feet, as an anchor for a new innovation district northwest of Lebanon. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Last month, Jasper-based MasterBrand Cabinets won a 2024 Governor's Workplace Safety Award for innovations at its Ferdinand plant. In a Q&A for our Evansville Region Report newsletter, MasterBrand Vice President of Environmental Health, Safety, and Security, Bryce Grinstead, said the facility's team was excited to receive the award.
You know, the team puts a lot of hard work, and they're dedicated to what they do, and it's really testament to what the Ferdinand team has done in the plant, and they're really proud. The behavior-based safety program is really one of the pillars of all of our safety programs. Ferdinand has really been on that journey since about 2017, and they've really been the one that's shown the most success with the journey, and that's really because it's a grassroots program. Many of the safety programs are rules and regulation driven and driven by following those rules. And the behavior-based safety program is really about the employees owning the program. They audit themselves, they do peer-to-peer assessments, and it really allows them to drive the encouragement of safe behaviors in the plant, as well as being able to coach unsafe behaviors. And that's really led to some significant improvement in the plant.
You can read the full Q&A at insideindianabusiness.com. U.S. companies would no longer be able to bar employees from taking jobs with competitors under a rule approved by a federal agency Tuesday, though the rule is sure to be challenged in court. The Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 to ban measures known as non-compete agreements, which bar workers from jumping to or starting competing companies for a prescribed period of time. According to the FTC, 30 million people, roughly 1 in 5 workers, are now subject to such restrictions. The rule, which does not apply to workers at not-for-profits, is to take effect in 4 months unless it is blocked by legal challenges. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.